Proclamation number 5119 of 29th of April, 1951. Will to work for God secures protection by bangs of light. You leave the earthly world behind you as soon as you prepare yourselves to receive my word, and thus the soul has lifted itself up into the spiritual kingdom where it is met by bangs of light on my instructions in order to instruct it. These bangs of light are also constantly around you on earth because you have taken on a mission which is the same on earth as it is carried out by the bangs of light in the spiritual kingdom. To pass on the truth which originates from me. Hence these bangs must stand in fullest truth and always influence you, the thinking and the will, which both correspond to the mission, the work in my vineyard. Thus your thinking and wanting is always under the control of those bangs of light, and yet you are not forced to think and want according to their will. Yet the will to serve me is enough for the bangs of light to direct you, and they rarely find resistance, which is why the work is also successful, both on you as well as through you on fellow human beings. This activity of the bangs of light is observed by many souls in the beyond who are still immature and likewise want to make themselves known to earthly people but have no strength to express themselves. Their thinking is more earthly and therefore has no effect on the spiritually striving human being. Yet the latter feel the proximity of these bangs as disturbing and disruptive. And that is why the bangs of light endeavor to form a protective wall around people who are allowed to receive spiritual possessions through them according to my will. Thus they are always isolated from the still imperfect spiritual world as soon as spiritual instructions take place, which, however, does not exclude that these bangs will arrive as soon as the transmissions from the spiritual kingdom are finished and then want to make themselves known. But everything imperfect will always have an unfavorable effect on the spiritual striving upwards, but it will never gain power over it, for anyone who is to carry out a mission for the redemption of the spiritual on earth will always be protected by the beings which serve me and only fulfill my will. And you, too, are entrusted to these beings so that those who still dwell in darkness themselves and therefore cannot distribute light to those who want to be active as bearers of light for me and my kingdom will not have any influence. Amen.